Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 70. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 38. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. One South Central Kansas school bond issue failed while another passed with flying colors.
In Hayesville, voters on Tuesday overwhelmingly approved an $80 million bond issue. The USD 261 measure passed with more than 74% approving. But in Mulvane, not quite the same. Nearly 60% of voters there said no to a $50 million bond issue and a separate $9 million to build a new early childhood center. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Extensive road work could cause delays for drivers later this month. The Kansas Department of Transportation said a crack sealing project will begin April 28th on U.S. Highway 160 in Comanche County, covering 18 miles from the Clark County line to the Barber County line. Traffic will be reduced to one lane controlled by flaggers and a pilot car guiding traffic through the work zone. Drivers could see delays of up to 15 minutes. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's called a cattle on feed report. It's a cattle census of sorts. Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson says the March 1st cattle on feed report has an interesting story to tell.
USDA estimates that there were a little bit over 11.5 million head of cattle in the U.S. in feedlots on March 1st. Now, this number's down about 2% from last year.
The numbers prompted an initial positive reaction in the cattle markets, but Nelson says there are still plenty of variables going forward.
There's still a lot of fundamental uncertainty in the market surrounding where the economy is headed. When you add this in with the prospect of tariffs, export uncertainty, that's more demand uncertainty. This has led to a pretty high level of volatility in futures.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Michael Swain of Fog.net and 24/7 Sports joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Tuesday, and he discussed when he knew that Flory Badunga was going to come back to the Jayhawks after being in the portal.
It wasn't really until probably Saturday-ish that it felt like, okay, this isn't some BS stuff being floated. This is legit. And so for KU, obviously, it's huge. And getting someone back that obviously, you know, has a continuity with the staff and knows what will be expected of him and what his role will be and what it's like to be at KU and everything that comes with that, I think that's a hidden part of this. Obviously, Flory's talented, and KU would have been able to find another talented transfer in the portal to fill that five spot. But having someone where there's already continuity, I think, is so important. And obviously, I think from a fan's perspective, too, you know, having someone come back that you know and that you have rapport with, I think, is something that is getting lost in college basketball. And so I think that's a part of what makes this addition probably so fun for KU fans as well.
Seeing Badunga alongside number one recruit Darren Peterson is going to be fun next season. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
We're talking to Clint Herenick, Beloit St. John's track and field coach. Clint, you've had a couple of successful meets going into the season. How many kids you got out, and what were your goals?
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. We've had two meets already. It seems like the season started off hot. We've had two really good meets, honestly. To start the season, our numbers were up, almost 10 more than we've had in quite some time. I've got 30 kids out, and it's right down the middle, 15 girls and 15 guys. In terms of upperclassmen, I've got 11 upperclassmen and then 19 freshmen and sophomores. So we're pretty young. We've got some people coming back from last year and the year before that have some state experience. But in general, we're pretty young. But I've been impressed as all get out. These kids showed up on day one. They want to work hard. They want to They want to improve themselves, whether, you know, even if sometimes it's for another sport, they're going out for track to try to get better for that other sport. So far it's just been awesome.
Well, Coach, the boys were fifth at Bennington, and then yesterday pulled off one heck of an effort coming from basically about 10 points down the last three events and scored a whopping 141 points in your own track meet at Mankato. A couple of great athletes and I know good leaders. Tyson Gates was first in the 110 hurdles at the 16.7 time at Bennington, and then Edward flung himself across the sand in the triple jump for a nice jump of 43 feet at Bennington, and then those two come back yesterday. Tyson won the 112.56 and was second in the 110 and then third in the 300 hurdles, and then Edward won the triple jump 41.25, not quite as good as Bennington, and then he come back with a nice run in the 200 with a 24.51 time. Talk about those two guys. They're scoring a lot of points right now and what they mean to the team.
Yeah, I mean, both those guys have been leaders for years. Both of those guys have state experience. Obviously, Edward was out last year due to his heart condition, but his freshman year, he made it to state and got some experience. Tyson's made it to state for a couple years. I just think their leadership, their effort, and you know, their performance obviously is great. But and I have to say, our senior leadership, as in general, I'll just name them real quick: Gianna Herenick, Faith Woods, Tyson Gates, Henry Holdren, Jonas Letourneau, and Nicholas Niewald. Phenomenal leadership. And for years we've had solid, you know, Coach Letourneau puts together solid cross country teams, and we've had solid distance runners. But it seems like the years of working on sprinters is starting to pay off a little bit. You know, Edward, like you said, in that 200, and Tyson in the 100. And, you know, we got Caden Brummer back who moved away for a couple years and came back this year, and he's placing in the sprint events. So, yeah, I mean, it's really coming together. And honestly, yesterday's meet was probably one of the most exciting meets I've had since I've been their coach here. The whole dang team was out there, and like you said, come from behind. And that 4x4 was neck and neck every single leg, and every single guy ran about us pretty close to a PR to win that event. And so, yeah, it's just been exciting so far.
Coach, you mentioned the long distance runners. Gabe Roderick, Jeremiah Roderick, and Jonas Letourneau were 1-3-4 in the 3200. So that's 16 and at least 20 points there. And then Gabe came back in the high jump, got third, and then Jonas was second in the 1600. You mentioned sprinters, jumpers, and then you score 30 points, almost 40 points with your long distance people. Kind of talk about the long distance guys and what they mean to the team.
Yeah, like I said, they've kind of been our heart and soul for a long time, coming off cross country, and Coach Letourneau does a phenomenal job with them, and he helps us program for long distance for our season. They, like I said, they just mean a lot to the team because they're just kind of our steady eddies. I mean, they put the work in day in and day out, sometimes morning, sometimes twice, two a days, you know, and they just know how to work hard, and their discipline is impressive, and I think that just flows into the rest of the team.
Well, Coach, when you talk about relay teams on the boys' side, first of all, how do you decide who's on the relay?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, obviously people think like, well, whoever the four fastest are, but sometimes there's just a difference in leadership in how they're going to flow together, how they're going to do handoffs and stuff. This is a first year in a while. I mean, we've had some good 4x1s before I got here, so I think some state championship 4x1s with the Perez twins and some other kids. But just getting them to mesh together, having a competitive 4x1 this year's fun. Having a competitive 4x4, our 4x8's coming around. We've got a little work to do there, but I enjoy relays. I think it's that camaraderie, that teamwork. It's fun to see.
Coach mentioned those relays, second in the 4x100 with Gates, Holdren, Herenick, and Brummer, and then tells you what kind of athletes you are when you go in and win the 4x400 at your own meet with some very good teams up at Mankato with a time of 3:43.13. Henry Holdren was second in the 800. Nicholas Niewald was fourth in the 400. Of course, Edward Herenick wins the triple jump in the 200, and then Caden Brummer gets fourth in 200. So they showed right there they're great athletes, and that was a great win for the relay team yesterday.
Yep, and I'd be remiss to not mention Nicholas Niewald. He ran anchor on that 4x4, and giving all he's got is an understatement. He about died when he crossed the finish line. It took everything he got, but he did it. He got past about 150 meters left. I thought that might be it for him, and he turned it on against that wind and finished it.
Wow. Then on the girls, fourth at Bennington, 59 points. Fourth at St. John's, 55 points. So they're scoring a lot of points, showing some competition. Of course, you had the Bennington girls, which is always tough. And then yesterday you had Osborne. Kind of talk about your goals with the girls team and how many you got out there.
Yeah, so we've got 15 girls, and actually most of our girls are underclassmen. We've got a freshman class that had a really good year last year in junior high. Addison Bergman, Zelly Herenick, a couple other girls that they're hard workers, and they've got some talent to them. So then we've got our leaders. You know, Gianna Herenick has made it to state in discus, and she's looking to go there again this year. Linnell Gingler has a lot of experience as a junior, missed out on state in two different events by one spot last year, so she's hungry for it. And like I said, that group of young girls is looking up to those girls, and they're really getting after it. So, you know, having 15 girls and 15 boys is kind of fun. We're split down the middle and kind of going at each other, see who can do better and such.
Well, it never hurts when you got a couple great athletes like Linnell Gingler, who was fourth in the 800, and Kendra Gingler won the 300 at Bennington, second in the 300 at St. John's, and was third in the 100-meter hurdles yesterday. Those Gingler girls are athletic and smart.
Yeah, for sure. And I have to mention this year we added Leah Bergman onto our coaching staff, and that's just been tremendously helpful for me. And honestly, the fun part is what she ran track in college, so she has a lot of experience. But we're kind of opposite in what our specialties are, and man, I've just seen how much that helps. You know, she works with the hurdlers, the jumpers, and javelin throwers. And, you know, I'm more of a sprinter, thrower, and then we've got Coach Letourneau for the distance. So she's been a huge help and a ton of knowledge bringing to us. So it's been awesome.
Christiana Niewald, first in the 3,200, 13-17, 36 at Bennington, third yesterday at St. John's meet at Mankato with a 13-10-73 in the 3,200, and then fourth in the 400. She brings a different aspect to the team and is a very good runner.
Yeah, Coach Bergman and I probably talk about her more than anyone because we've just seen a tremendous jump from last year to this year. And she's so versatile. I mean, you can compete for a win in the 2 mile and turn around and compete for a win in the 400. And honestly, she could probably compete in the shorter sprints, long jump. So she's an explosive athlete that has endurance too. So we're planning on big things for her. We've enjoyed seeing what she could do so far this year.
Coach, much like the girls, you got some athletes on the relays team. The 400-meter relay team yesterday was fourth with Kendra Gingler, Emma Denuzzo, Niewald, and Kiana Herenick. And then the 4x800 team relay team on the girls' side was fourth with Gingler, Myla Holdren, Niewald, and Olivia Tiny. And talk a little bit about those relay teams.
Yeah, I mean, and those are, like I said, mostly young girls, and they haven't even come close to reaching their ceiling. I mean, we've got a lot of room to grow with those relays, and even though they're already doing well, I think they're gonna each meet is just gonna improve for that group of girls. They're so young and they want to work so hard, and yeah, it's been fun to see.
Well, Coach, anytime you can win individual medals and throw some relay teams in there on both boys and girls side, it's got to be fun. And wish you the best of luck. And this has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94 Sports.
All right, thanks, John.